Ron Hatch is one of the many people who spent their time maintaining this pipe, though, and I've got Ron with me on the program. Hello, Ron.
How do you do?
I'm very well. Thanks very much for joining us today. How long did you work on the pipeline for?
47 years.
47 years.
Yeah,
How did you get into that job?
Well, I started off at number 2 pump station as a fireman. And when number 2 was looking to be closed down, I transferred to the pipe track at Southern Cross. That's how I got into
it. Okay, what sort of jobs did you have to do to maintain the pipe?
Well, I was a maintenance welder at one stage. I was a construction welder, maintenance welder, foreman, ganger, you name it. I did it.
Sounds like a tough job.
Oh, it used to keep you out of bed sometimes.
How do you go about repairing the pipe? Was it difficult when you the pipe sprung a leak or something to physically repair it?
Well, we used to have to use pine wooden plugs to plug the leak, and then we'd get a plate over top of that and weld it up, and away you go again.
What sort of things damaged the pipe?
Well, the damage was caused through corrosion from inside mainly, because originally the pipes were not cement lined and they were underground. And then when they were taken out of the trench and put up on top, they were cement lined, hand cement lined too, I might add. And of course it had pits in the steel. And after a time, they'd break through. And that's how it all came about. Plus pressure.
How did you, in those days, work out where the leaks were? Would someone report the faults to you, or did you just drive up and down to,
to
find the problems?
We used to have what we called a length runner. They used to run along the pipe every day and check for leaks and that sort of caper. And then they'd let us know, and away we'd go and fix them up. Plus the fact that the maintenance welder used to travel along the pipeline himself to check on these things. You had a truck with your welder, and away you went.
When you were out there and weren't fixing up problems with the water pipeline, what did you get up to?
Well, we was mainly on construction, putting in new pipe or repairing old and putting them back in again and all that sort of thing. General run around, general work all the time. Never a dull moment.
I'm getting a sense today that the community really stuck together in those times and there were some really great characters around.
Yes, that's a fact. We're a group of our own. We always looked after each other. You had to.
I'm glad we got you on the program today, Ron Hatch. Thanks very much for having a chat to me.
Yeah, no worries.